Well, brothers and sisters, we have come to the last meeting of this, the end of this summer college training. And, of course, I was with you in both places. And now the brothers have graciously allowed me to have a few minutes with you at the very end of this time. I must tell you that I was tremendously encouraged by all of you, by your love for the Lord, by your faith towards Him, by your spirit of pursuit, by your consecration to God. I must tell you, I'm deeply touched, and I really believe the Lord will reward you. The Lord will bless your offering and commitment to Him, and the Lord will indeed do very much in your lives in the coming days. But let us not look too long into the rest of our lives. How about we go a year at a time? Let us look to the Lord for this next year until we see each other again, that in this year we will continue in these things, we will practice these things that we have received in this training. I hope so. And as always, I hope that you all would spread the word and look to the Lord to bring at least one other student with you next year to join this training and to partake of this blessing. Now, being ever the point man, I still would like to conclude this training with a few points. And these points are for you. And the topic of this training being the man of God. And so I'm reading again from those two verses with this term. One in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11. And by this time, you should be memorizing it, singing it, declaring it, and speaking it, I'm sure. But you, O man of God, flee things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness. That is in 1 Timothy. In 2 Timothy, this term, this name, the man of God, appears in the 3, that is verse 17. That the man of God, fully equipped for work. So what I will do is to look into these, what I've done is to look into these two verses and again the passage in which these two verses are embedded. And I have a few points for you, or you may say a charge for you, 5 points from the first passage in 1 Timothy and 5 points in 2 Timothy in the second passage. I believe if you take these points properly, soberly, and I would even say zealously, much will happen this year. Much will happen to your life in the way of progress. That verse in 1 Timothy says that you should practice these things, that the progress, your progress, will be manifested to all. Notice here the word is manifested, meaning a visible progress, a seen progress, an obvious progress. How do you have that progress? By what? By continuing and being in these things. Now, I want to give to you these 10 points right now. In 1 Timothy, five words are as follows. Number one, obviously, is that you have to flee. You have to flee. Excuse me. The first word is to flee. Of course, by now you should know we should flee these things. These are many things. But mainly it is to flee all the things that are not of God, all the things that do not contribute to godliness, all the things that are of this age, whether it is religion, whether it is philosophy, whether it is the youthful lusts, whether they are unhealthy teachings, all these things, whether it is the love of money, all the things that belong to this age, all the things that is of Satan, all the things that seeks to destroy your Christian life and the church life, all these things, it says, to flee, to run away from them. So I hope this would be the spirit of all the college students in the recovery. Just a great fleeing, an absolute running away from all of these things. No negotiation, no compromise, just running away. And I believe you can do it. If we can all do it together, there are 7,000 in Israel that did not bow their knees to Baal. Elijah thought he was the only one. It turned out there were 7,000 in Israel. Believe in the Lord's recovery, there should be hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of college-age young people that would not bow their knees to the God of this age. They would run. They would flee every negative item, everything of this world offered to them. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, all, everything, we just run. And we also have to flee by giving up our bad habits. Let us flee all the bad habits that young people may have in the world today. I said in Fairborn, we are a different species, we're a different breed, we're a different race, we're different people. We are people from the heavens, we're people of God's kingdom, we are children of God, we are members of Christ, we are people from the New Jerusalem. We are from another place, another world. And so, brothers and sisters, let us flee these things. The second word is to pursue, of course. Pursue. That means to not just carelessly or generally go after something. You all know this word pursue means persecute. Persecute, like a policeman would chase down a criminal. That he is in hot pursuit. He's persecuting. Paul in Philippians, when he say, I pursue, that's the same word that he was using there. So, brothers and sisters, I would charge you, young people, to press on and pursue Christ with all of your might, with every strength, with all your mind, with all your heart. You know, the Lord says to love God. I mean, the Old Testament says, love God with all of your strength, all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul. That means to persecute God. You must not just say you love God. Young people, you must persecute God. God loves to be persecuted. Go after him. Don't let him out of your sight. Wrestle with him. Jacob did with the angel. Pursue him, brothers and sisters, with all of your might. With every strength you have, go after the Lord. I can testify to you, the reward is great. That reward will just be God himself. The one I pursue, I gained. And the one I pursue with all of my being, I gain all of him. Do that, brothers and sisters. And along with God, everything of God, pursue all the spiritual things, all the holy things, all the heavenly things, all the eternal things that are of God, that are in Christ, that are spiritual, all his attributes, all his virtues, almost everything related to the Lord that is positive, that is not of this age, that is not of this world, pursue him. Number three, the word from Paul to Timothy, the man of God, was fight. The third word is to fight. Well, I will tell you, dear saints, no one will saunter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom is taken by violence, according to the Gospels. A fight is ahead of us. And young people, we have overcome. You have overcome the evil one. The thought of overcoming permeates these last epistles from Paul to Timothy. It's a fight. In fact, to flee and to pursue is a kind of a fight. And you have a message here about being a fighter of God. So, struggle, brothers and sisters, and overcome. Young people, you can overcome this world. You can overcome this world. You can live for the Lord, absolutely. You can be holy in the church life. You don't have to succumb to the temptations of this age. You don't have to become a victim of the devilish seduction. You don't have to. I'm sitting here, and many others can testify. We're testimonies and encouragement to you all. We made it. Now, we have not finally made it. We still need the Lord's grace and mercy that we would be faithful to the end. But so far, you look around, the many patterns and examples of you who are testimonies that the grace of God is sufficient, that the life within them is powerful, it is incorruptible, it is possible for them to what? To live a victorious and overcoming life, living by virtue of this life. Young brothers and sisters, it is possible, but you must have a fighting attitude. Not a day will go by where you don't maintain your spiritual vigilance. You're guarding your deposit, being watchful, and not sleeping, and not being drugged or stupefied by so many things. It is possible, young people, so fight. Fight to overcome. Be an overcomer. Will you be an overcomer? Will you make this choice? Christ is calling, Christ is calling. Listen to his voice. I made that choice many years ago. I'm still renewing my vow to the Lord every day. And young people, it is possible. Fight to the end. Don't give up. We have what we need to fight: the blood, the word, the spirit, the church. We're fully and sufficiently provided with all the divine provisions, even as it's mentioned in 2 Timothy. And that is all these things: a strong spirit, a pure conscience, the unfeigned faith, the incorruptible life, the eternal grace, the healthy word, and the indwelling Holy Spirit. All these things, brothers and sisters, are our provisions, and we have them. It's accessible. We just need to take them. We just need to apprehend them. We just need to use them. And then number four, the word is here is lay hold. The charge is to lay hold. Lay hold of what? Lay hold of eternal life. Young brothers and sisters, your job is just to lay hold of this life. This life that is God Himself. This life that is the tree of life, the river of life, the water of life for us to drink, the bread of life for us to eat, the breath of life for us to breathe in. This life that is the very God Himself, you just have to lay hold on it on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Lay hold means, again, it's a kind of a strong action on your part. You don't let it go. You don't let it out of your sight. You hold on to it with dear life. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of the life that is really life. Every day enjoy the Lord as your life. In every way, reject your soul life. Reject all things that are material, everything tangible, everything visible, everything natural, all these things of just the physical, material life and just the soulish life, we don't trust in. Don't trust in them. Trust in another life, this highest life, the life of God, and live by this life every day. And then the fifth point in the first epistle, Timothy, is what? Is the word what? Guard. The word guard. I gave you the word guard already. Guard the deposit, O man of God. That means all the things that you have received from the word, from the healthy teaching, from those who are experienced, from those who are absolute, those who are one with the Lord, those who are one with the church, those who are one with the Lord's recovery, those who know God's economy. All that you have received from these ones, brothers and sisters, guard them. Even in this small training of 1 week, you have received a marvelous deposit of the word, of many wonderful spiritual principles, many blessed items from the ministry. Now, what you need to do this whole year is to guard them. Guard them. Again, a very active verb. Protect them. Be vigilant. Do not let them slip away. What you gain this week can slip away by this afternoon, by tomorrow, by next week, very, very quickly. So you have to guard these things. Guard these things with all of your might. Again, our testimony, my testimony to you, is I did that. At least with my, I did my very best to guard what has been passed on to me. Words spoken. Exhortation given, admonition from those who are senior to me, all the charges that I receive, all the commissioning, I just guarded as a young person, and I'm here still today. Now, the other five words, I must not take that much more time, from the second passage in 2 Timothy chapter 3, where the word man of God was mentioned. The first word is a word that we already talked about, is the word continue. You continue in these things, man of God. That means to be in them, to abide in them, or to use a more easily understood word, practice them. I'd like to see you all, young people, this year, not just leaving these in your notebook and file it away, not just have some kind of a blurry recollection of this wonderful time you had in the summer training. Now the training begins, and that is you have to practice these things. Take this year to put all that you have heard into practice. Now, it doesn't mean that overnight you will become mature, overnight you will become so grown up. No, but year by year, you just continue in these things. Incrementally, incrementally, you will see yourself becoming a real man of God by practicing these things one at a time. The morning line, all these life matters for you to practice. The second line on the gospel, so much for you to practice. The evening line and all that you have received, practice these things. If you don't practice, they will just remain and become knowledge to you. You just know about them, but it is really not yours yet because you have not exercised. You have not put them into practice. Make these things yours, I challenge you, dear saints, by practicing them, doing them, doing them. And then the second word is breathe. Why? Because it says these are the God-breathed scriptures that are most profitable. Don't forget to breathe in the word every day. As a young person, again, when I was younger in my college years, I remember I was a crazy prayer reader, as were so many of us at that time. We knew how to breathe in the Word of God. I did not use the word study yet. I'm firstly using the word breathe in the Word. Pray read the Word. Be nourished by the words of faith. Breathe in the God-breathed scripture, which is will make you wise unto salvation. Breathe in the word of God. I just want to tell you so strongly, young people, you must have the word of God. It is by that word, abiding word, that you overcome the pernicious one, the evil one. Our weapon is the word of God. Fill yourself with this word. Read the Bible. Pray, read the word. Read the word in a systematic way. Have you finished even reading the three books of Timothy's with all its outlines and footnotes? How about the life studies of these three books? Again, not boasting, but really testifying you in a humble way, young people. I was an avid, ferocious consumer of this ministry. You would have found me reading and reading and reading. And there's so much vitamins, so many antibodies, so much inoculation, and so not to mention so much nourishment that comes from the Word. Read the Word every day. Pray, read the Word every morning. Fill yourself with the Word of God until you become a man of God. Number three, the word is equip. It says this God-breathed scripture is profitable that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Equip, that means furnish. That means make ready. That means to be fitted. In a fight, every soldier has to be equipped. And brothers and sisters, as a young person, equip yourself. You say, I'm not in the full-time training yet. Who is going to train me? Well, I will tell you, grace will train you. That's in Titus. Then you have to train yourself. Every day in your school year, besides all the things, all your human responsibilities that you have to take care of, so many things you have to do, you know, as part of your human life. You have to discharge your duties in a proper way. But I will tell you, take every moment, every opportunity to equip yourself. The church life is actually a wonderful training ground. There are lots of opportunities for you to equip yourself. Train up yourself in so many things. In truth, in life, in the gospel, in your character, in your service. Equip yourself. Equip yourself. You can do it. And number four word is proclaim. Use this year to proclaim the word. Preach the gospel. You're on your campus with a purpose, with a commission. That is to preach the gospel. Don't rely on the full-timers. Don't rely on the church. You just come together as a nucleus, as a group of young saints burning with the gospel of God. Fill in your heart with a burden for people, especially your schoolmates and classmates. Pray very much. Don't trust what you can do. You just pray for them. The Lord will open the way. And to have a thick skin, to lose your face, and to give them the gospel. Well, right. They will thank you. They will thank you. Today, we have to what? We have to be those who will proclaim the word in season and out of season. By preaching the gospel in this way, you will maintain your testimony. You will keep yourself. You will make very definite your stand among your peers, because you're not hiding anymore. There will not be a two-faced life you're living. The gospel is something for your feet, separating you from the defilement of this earth. That you just need to have a gospel preaching life. Proclaim the word. And number five, and that is love. You say, love what? It is in that end of that passage that Paul says, love is appearing. Love is appearing. Love, look to the Lord's coming back. Well, dear saints, if we don't love the Lord, how would we love his appearing? Actually, his appearing is his coming back, his return. In Greek is the word parousia. Parousia. Parousia actually is the word presence. The word presence. So to love the Lord's appearing is to love his presence. But if you don't love his presence today, how would you love his presence in that day? So today, love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love his presence. The Lord says in John, to those who love me, we will my Father and I, we will manifest ourselves to them. That means the manifested presence of God. We all have the invisible presence of the Lord. But shouldn't we have more manifested presence of him? But that is only a reward to those who love him to the uttermost. And that was fulfilled in the case of Mary Magdalene, who came on the day of resurrection to the tomb. He loved the Lord too much so, the Lord Jesus revealed himself to her even prior to his ascending to the Father. My goodness. as young people, if you love His presence so much, He will manifest Himself to you. And we would be those who will be ready for His appearing. So those are the 10 points. Flee, pursue, fight, lay hold, guard, continue, breathe, equip, proclaim, and love. And I'd like to just share those words with you for this coming year. Of course, at the end, all three books, there's one word that Paul used, and it's grace be with you. So, brothers and sisters, may justifying grace God, may the calling grace God, may the training grace God, may the power grace of God, indeed may the superabounding grace of God be with you all. I think that's all I have today for this fellowship. I would just still say, spread the word, bring someone else with you next year to this training so that we all can profit. This is very important, not only for your advance, but much more for God's eternal purpose, so that He can have many men of God, young men of God, for His great one, unique, universal, corporate man of God, the church, His body. When that is built up, He will return and bring His kingdom to this earth. That's what we're here for. Amen. Thank you, saints. Thank you, saints. So I take leave now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Salute. Amen.